Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're playing catch up. I don't want you to panic. That's been the theme for this week's program. Don't panic. We know that you're all late in planting. It's the same thing all over the northern part of the country. The weather has been very cold. Talking with Don earlier in the program, where he lives in Minnesota, it's cold. New York State, it's cold. And all of New England. So don't panic. If you're just beginning to plant due to the weather, we've been very wet, but you have to look at it this way. You could live where all these tornadoes have been, so we're a lot better off, and Mother Nature has a way of playing catch-up. So get down to your local nursery today, get your flowers, get your vegetable plants, and get them in the ground. I only planted my tomatoes and pepper and all my cold weather crops, which traditionally are all in the ground by now. I just put them in Thursday and Friday. I haven't even planted my peas yet because it was so cold and so wet. And if you try and plant plants or seeds when it's wet and cold, they'll either just sit there, won't grow, become stunted, or in the case of a seed, it will rot due to the moisture and the cold soil. So you haven't gained anything. I don't want you to panic. The soil is warming up. The days are getting better. The sun will eventually stay out for more than a day at a time, and your garden will play catch up. Again, I just planted mine Thursday and Friday. I have a lot more to do. I'm like you. I'm running behind schedule. I'm not going to panic. I'm going to do a little bit at a time. It's going to get done, and the gardens will look nice. If you need some help, 800-259-9231. Go to the website, paulparent.com. And sign up for the newsletter. It's free. It comes every single Thursday. This week, in the newsletter, we talked about tomatoes. We talked about geraniums. And we talked about a viburnum. That if you're looking for a plant for the shade, sun, or half a day of shade, that's going to get big, it's going to give you color, beautiful white flowers, and red berries in the fall for the birds, this is a plant for you. So go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, and read this past Thursday's newsletter. Sign up for it, and you'll get more information every single week. Okay, Tom, who's up first this hour?
We've got Barbara from Maine calling about her rhododendron.
Okay, Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hey, Barbara. Barbara, you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning. It's nice to be on the air. You know, you mentioned the viburnum, and maybe I'm going to change my mind, but my plan was to buy a rhododendron for all the things that you had suggested, to act as a screen, to give some color, and to grow in the shade. And I really love the red flowering rhododendron, but I noticed...
Yes.
There's not many around, and the flowers seem to be sparse. Is that because of the variety? Is the red flowering rhododendron maybe less prolific in its flowering than others?
If you want a good red flowering rhododendron, you're going to have to give it at least a half a day of direct sun. if you put it in the shade, it really is not going to give you the flowers that you are looking for. You know, a lot of people seem to think that rhododendrons are a shade plant, but if you go to a nursery where they're grown in full sun all day long. The best rhododendron for the shade is called Rhododendron Maxima. And Rhododendron Maxima, if you were to take some time and do some traveling, and you get down into the Roanoke, Virginia area, in the Blue Ridge Mountains, Rhododendron Maxima grows wild all over the mountains. And I have a sister-in-law that lives in Roanoke, and she always takes me up into the mountains to see it when we go up there. And these rhododendrons thrive with neglect. And there's a couple of places that she will take me. They are so big. They're growing on both sides of the road. And you feel like you're in a tunnel of rhododendrons. They get big. In New England, they're not going to get as big as they do in Virginia. But it's a plant that will grow in wet, moist, well, not standing water, but in moist soil, and will tolerate quite a bit of shade. If you give them half a day of sun, they'll bloom even more. And if you put them in full sun, they'll bloom like crazy. But the best red rhododendron is called Nova Zembla. N-O-V-A-Z-E-M-B-L-A, Nova Zembla. And it is the best and the hardiest of the red rhododendrons for the Northeast. So if you live in New England, if you live in Pennsylvania, New York, and West, that is the best of the red. And it's a beautiful, beautiful red plant. But again, if you want it to really bloom, you've got to give it at least a half a day of sun. Now, if you've got a shady spot, the Viburnum family is incredible. And if you go to my website, paulparent.com, you click on newsletter, and you can read the story that I wrote this past week on this Viburnum. And it's in bloom right now. The flowers will be 4 to 6 inches in diameter. And what makes it so unique, the outer row of petals are about an inch in diameter, and they're sterile. The center of this circle of flowers are tiny flowers, about a quarter to a half an inch, and they are fertile. And it looks like a climbing hydrangea bloom. Flat flower with small and large flowers. Now, if the bees do their job, and they will, the small white flowers in the middle will produce an orange-red berry. And it will start to turn that orange-red color in the fall. And the birds will go crazy because it will go from orange-red to black. And once it turns black, and it's shiny, shiny red and shiny, shiny black. Once it turns black, the birds know that it has now ripened. And they will attack that plant. And sometimes in like one day, every single berry is gone. But it's a wonderful plant. Bright, shiny green leaves with a lot of veins in it. And then kind of a winey red color in the fall. So you're getting spring flowers, fruit in the late summer, and a fall foliage. It will get up to be 10 to 15 feet tall and just as wide. It's beautiful. You can prune it to control the height and the size. But if you've got some tall trees, and you've limbed up the lower branches, so it gives you kind of a canopy, and you want to plant something in there for some color, this Viburnum is incredible. But go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, read about it, and then sign up for it. All you do is put in your email address, and we'll send you the newsletter every single Thursday. Great question. Thank you, Barbara. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we got Brian from New Hampshire calling about a portatilla.
Brian, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club, and tell me about your potentilla.
Yes, Paul. We planted like a hedge, maybe 10 of these, about 7 years ago, and they've been healthy from day one. This year, seven of them look real good, but three of them have more brown, and they're green, but most of the branches on them appear to be dead.
Okay. What you want to do, Brian, is take your fingernail, scratch through the bark, and if it's brown underneath it, cut them back till you hit good green tissue. And then I want you to fertilize it. You can either use a plant tone fertilizer, or you can use a fertilizer made by Dr. Earth, which is a general purpose fertilizer with probiotics. And that will help them a great deal. We've had a lot of winter kill this year. And when we come back, I'll tell you about some of the winter kill that I've seen around New England and that I have in my yard. And we are all in the same boat.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a 1-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a 2-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you've been putting off seeding, you can still seed your lawn. You know, it's almost the end of May, but you can still patch up your lawn. So whether you're starting from scratch or you have little spots, you know, just put down a little bit of fresh soil, put in your grass seed, keep it wet, and the grass will grow very well. The ground is warm now. Things are beginning to change. So, you know, if you haven't had a chance to thicken up your lawn and you want to do a new seeding, you can still do it. Go to your local greenhouse and garden centers. They'll give you some ideas of some good grass seeds that you can use. This Eco Lawn is a marvelous grass seed. And if you get a chance, check out their website, www.ecolawn.com, and we'll tell you about this great seed. Grow in the sun, will grow in the shade, and I mean shade all day. Will grow on the side of the road where there's a lot of salt. It requires half the amount of fertilizer and about a third as much water, so you cut back on a lot of environmental things. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
All right, Paul, we got Hank from Massachusetts, and he's calling about his tomatoes.
Okay, Hank, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning.
Yes, actually, I have a couple of questions. On the plant activator, I went to get some this year. I had some left from last year, but I went to get some this year, and they're not carrying it anymore, but they gave me some Biotone, which they say claim is the same thing. My question is, usually I start my squash and cucumber plants ahead of time. This year I didn't have time. So where you put the plant in and you put the tablespoon of plant activator in the hole, do you going by seed now, do you have to wait for that to grow to work that in, or do you work that in the hill before you put the seeds in?
You would work it into the hill and then plant directly in it. Plant Growth Activator, the company that produced it, has been sold, and they're just getting ready to make the product again. So that's why you can't find it. But Espoma has Biotone, and that has mycorrhiza in it. And I used some of that when I was doing my planting this week, and I also used something called vitamin C seaweed, which is a kelp product. And all it is dried seaweed ground up, and you put it in, and it has all the goodness. So you can either use the kelp or the Biotone. And both of these products, you mix them right into your hill, such a seed in it. I'm going to be planting my cucumbers today, planting my squash today. Like you, I usually start them, but it's been so cold and so wet. I was afraid if I started them and the weather continued, that they'd be in the garage and they just wouldn't grow or they would stretch. And that's what I was afraid of more than anything else. So I'm going to plant them directly in the garden today. And I use both. I use the vitamin C seaweed, which is a kelp that's harvested in the oceans in Maine. It's not ripped out, it's cut with a special machine. And then this biotone that Espoma makes, that has microbes in it. It's totally organic. And I use soil moist so that I don't have to water as often. I use the biotone and the vitamin C. That's what I put in. Now, on my cold weather crops, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, I put in the new 8, the vegetable garden 8. That protects my roots against the root maggot. And I can also, I'm going to use it on my potatoes, because last year, my potatoes, I had wire worms in it. And it's kind of a coppery colored worm, about maybe a half an inch long, and it tunneled into the potatoes. And you had to cut around it, so you threw away a lot of your potato, and it didn't keep well during the winter. So if you put this bone-eyed garden 8 in the trench with your potatoes, with your seed potatoes, it will prevent wireworms. And this is the first time in about 10 years that we've been able to protect the root crops against soil insects. Because diazinon was what was used. It was removed. We had nothing. Now we have Garden 8 from Bonide. It's a granular product. You put it in the soil. You mix it. You plant directly in it. And you will have no soil insects hurting your plants. And cutworms.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Good morning and happy Memorial Day weekend to all of you. Our phone number is toll-free 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
We got Wes with a question about his flowers.
Wes, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Michael.
Good morning.
Yep, and I have a problem with the groundhogs in my flower beds, and we're on the porch.
And they're coming up right on top of the porch.
Yes, they are, and we live in a condo, so there's nothing I can do about the lawn and grubs. I've tried to have a hard trap with my squirrels, and that's good for squirrels, but I don't want to put the trap out during the nighttime because I'm afraid of skunks.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, I'll tell you, there are some great animal repellents. Shake Away has a product that will work with woodchucks and groundhogs. It's a product that you would put directly on the plant, and it will help to keep them away. But I'll tell you, with all the rain that we've had, if the rain can slow down, it will be much more effective. So that you wouldn't have to do it on a continuous basis. But go to your local garden center and ask for Shake Away. They make a woodchuck repellent. And I've had a lot of comments with emails telling me that they've had very good luck with it. The other thing that you can do is if you or one of the people that live in the condo has a dog, or you know where there is a dog groomer, stop at the groomer and ask them, bring a plastic bag or paper bag and say, is it possibility I could have a bag full of hair? and take some of that hair and put it right in the area where this animal is coming. And what I've used in the past, and it worked pretty good, I was having a problem, is I made like a little bag to hold the hair so it didn't blow all over the place. What you could do, Wes, is if your wife has some old pantyhose with runs in them, take the hair, stuff them in the toes, cut it, make a knot in it, and then you can just let this sit right near the containers. And if the hair is wet, it will give more of a scent to keep the animals out. But Shake Away makes a really good product for dogs and cats. And Deer Scram has just introduced a new repellent for dogs and cats. And I would give that a try and see if that would work for you. But Shake Away has one especially for woodchucks, and it would probably work for your particular problem. Go down to your local garden center. They would have it. Not in the box stores, in the garden center. Thank you, and good luck. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we got John from New Hampshire calling about a Scotch pine.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello, Paul.
Good morning. Yes, good morning, John.
Yeah, actually, it's an Austrian pine, so I'm sorry about that. I've given the wrong name of the pine.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, so I've got a row of five on one side of my property and another row of five on the other side of the property. They were planted by a landscaper about 10 years ago. Doing great. Lots of new growth, you know, in the spring, et cetera. I had one problem with one of them in the strip of pine. Last year, it was starting to turn brown. I listened to your show. You said go out with a paper plate. I tried that. There were no spiders or anything, and it started to turn brown. But the tips were still kind of green, but most of the whole plant looks dead. So then I went and put tree and shrub, put the fertilizer stakes, and then through the winter, it looked like it was kind of coming back. And in the spring, it looked, and now it's the last probably 3 weeks, it's all brown again, green spot, you know, just the green tips barely, but it's all brown. And now I've noticed another tree on the opposite end of the of our property starting to have the same property. So I don't know what's going on, if it's dead, if I should remove it, is it going to spread?
Okay. What I'd like you to do, John, is go and look at the trunk of the tree for the possibility of a hole the size of a pencil, the lead of a pencil, or a little bit larger. Normally, it's an insect that would attack that tree called a borer. And under a normal spring, from the borer digging into the trunk of the plant, you would actually see a pile of sawdust at the base. We've had so much rain that the rain will have washed the sawdust away. So just get down on all fours, examine the trunk of the tree from the ground up a couple of feet. You may also see a sign of maybe pitch oozing down the trunk. That would be the sign of a borer. Now, it gets to a point that even when you use tree and shrub, if there was enough damage done, that the tree will not recover. So what I would do is I would get the tree and shrub, and I would treat every single tree that you have now, because they normally will start in one, kill it, and then move on to another tree, which it sounds to me what's happening. And the tree and shrub is a systemic that stays inside that tree for 1 year. And anything that gets in it, it will take care of. And the other thing that you should do on the one that's just beginning is to fertilize it. Get some Hollytone or get some Dr. Earth Evergreen fertilizer with the probiotics. And I would really give it a good feeding. And if it says, for example, 1 pound per inch of diameter, because the tree is having a tough time, double it. Because both Holly Tone and the Dr. Earth are all organic, and they will not burn. So I would give them a double feeding of fertilizer, and I would treat every tree that you have there with the tree and shrub, and follow the recommendations on it. You've got a big investment, a 10-year-old tree that you have now. To buy it that size would cost you several hundred dollars. And, you know, it can be very costly. So if you want to save some money, Bonide makes a tree and shrub product that's less costly, works just as good. It's just, it's generic. And most of the garden centers have the Bonide tree and shrub. But do it today. Fertilize especially that weakened tree so that it has a chance to respond. And the one that's all brown, if there's no new growth starting on it now, and the new growth on a pine tree looks like candles. If there's no candles when you compare tree to tree, take it out because the plant could contain additional borers that will eventually move to your other trees and just plant something else in this location. So get it out of there if possible. Okay? If it doesn't look good, get it out. Don't mess with it. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we got John from Maine calling about some bamboo.
John, good
Hi.
Morning. Welcome
good
to
morning.
The Garden Club.
Thank
Hi.
You. I'm having a problem with, I don't know what the name of it, but it looks like bamboo. It keeps growing. I mean, it can grow like 6-8 feet tall. I keep pulling it up, and it just keeps coming back. It's all over my yard.
What you have, John, is called Japanese bamboo, and it is one of the most aggressive weeds. And you know, now, the only time of the year that you can hurt this plant is going to be in August, when it comes into bloom. But in the meantime, what you have to do is this. I want you to buy either a weed whacker, or if you can use your lawn mower, you've got to cut it down every single week, because that plant has got a massive root system full of energy. So if you go in there today and you cut everything down with your lawnmower or with a weed whacker, the plant will take the energy in its roots and replace all of that new growth with brand new foliage. You whack it down again. And by doing this all year, the plant is using the stored energy to replace the growth that you gave it, which means it's going to weaken it. Now, write down on your calendar, August 1st, leave the bamboo alone. Let it come up, let it grow, and it will make clusters of white blooms during the end of August and into September. When the plant makes flowers, you're going to get either cleanup or Roundup. You're going to spray the plant wet all of the foliage. You're going to wait a week, and you're going to spray it again. It will take the Roundup or cleanup or kills all. It will absorb it down to the root system and either kill or severely damage the root system. And then in the fall, cut everything down. Next year, the problem will be about 75% less than it was this year. It's not something that you can kill in 1 year. That's how tough it is. But the main thing is, cut it down every time you see it coming up. Whack it back, whack it back, whack it back. And make it burn its own energy to replace the foliage. And then cut it down again. August 1st, let it come up. It will make a flower. And then you hit it with the Roundup, cleanup, or kills all twice when it's in bloom, about a week to 10 days apart. and that will be absorbed, taken down the roots, and it will really, really hurt that plant. Japanese bamboo will grow through asphalt. So don't mess with this guy because he'll just continue to get worse. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from Massachusetts with a question about watering.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, thank you, Paul. I have a question. I know you said to water the vegetable garden in the morning, but I don't know how often and how much water.
Okay. Your average vegetable garden needs 1 inch of water per week to really give you a good crop. You're going to need more than that initially to get the plants caught. So traditionally during May and June, if you can give them a couple of inches a week, that's all you would need. Once we get into July and August, if the plants are well rooted, 1 inch per week will do it. Now, the best thing to do is water twice a week, not every day. So you're going to water for a longer period rather than more often. If you water it for, let's say, 20 minutes, all the roots will stay on the surface because the water doesn't have a chance to penetrate. If you water for an hour, the water will be able to penetrate the ground, go deep in the ground, and the roots will chase it down. Your roots are further down, they dry out less. So water like Monday and Friday for a good hour, an hour and a half, and that's all you need to do.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
I can't help.
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds. Kill them all.
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Well, welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we got Mike from Massachusetts with a question about his trees.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning. Thank you. Yeah, so I have two questions. One about a river birch trees that I have where, you know, something's so chewing up the leaves, but you know, no matter how close I look, I really can't see anything, but almost, you know, every other day or so I notice, more and more damage. And then my second question is relative to a viburnum, and I'm not 100% sure which one I have, but it's the one that's finished blooming and had sort of the orange size white blooms. And, you know, it's done blooming now, so it's just part of sort of the normal growth, time frame. And that one was, one of those was attacked by some rodent or something like that over the wintertime and sort of chewed up the bark around the base of it. And I'm just wondering if there's anything I can do, you know, for that as well.
Okay. Well, if some type of animal ate the bark, if it ate the bark all the way around the stem, where the water tubes are that connect the roots to the top of the plant are up against this bark. And if the bark has totally been removed, there's a very good chance that that branch in the days to come will die. So, but the viburnum is a very, very strong plant. It's a plant that will produce a lot of suckers. So if you can fertilize it with either plant tone made by Espoma or the Dr. Earth General Purpose Shrub Fertilizer with the probiotics added to it, that will help the plant to make some new shoots in the weeks to come. And that way, if the branches that were stripped of the bark begin to die off, the plant will have time to replace that with some healthy tissue. So I would get those fed as soon as possible. Now, on your birch tree, part of the problem has been that it's small caterpillars, and I'm seeing that I have some birches in my yard. But we're getting very strong rain showers. So the caterpillar is on the leaf. He's eating away. We get the heavy rain. Caterpillar is knocked off, falls to the ground. And then the thyme climbs back up the tree and continues to eat. The best product and the most effective is called Spinosad. It was discovered in the Caribbean probably 4 or 5 years now. It's totally safe for birds and pets and the kids. It's a bacteria that will kill the caterpillar, and if a bird eats it, it will not hurt the bird. And you can use it in the vegetable garden and flower beds for all type of caterpillar insects. So go down to your local nursery. Spinosad is available from several companies. Bonide calls it Captain Jack. Fertilome calls it Spinosad. But get that on that on the plant, and you should be in good shape. Tom, I think we can get one more call in.
All right, we've got Jim from Rhode Island calling about spider mites.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I just sprayed my hemlocks with malathion, knowing that I had spider mites. And I've noticed that some of the new growth is a little bit brown. Did I burn it with the malathion, or did I not put enough on?
No, the malathion would not burn a shrub. The malathion is very, very safe. It's an old insecticide, and it's something that is beginning to be used less and less. In the future, when your malathion is gone, what I want you to change to is called all-season oil. And the reason I want you to change over to this is all-season oil smothers the eggs, the young, and the adult of the red spider. Malathion will kill the adults, hurt the young, but does not affect the eggs. So with the oil, you're killing all three generations at the same time, and you don't give red spider mite a chance to multiply. The type of weather we've had, Jim, red spider has gone crazy. And as the days get warmer, if this rain continues, they will multiply like you cannot believe. So what I would do is 2 weeks after your last application, do it again as a precaution. The brown is not the effect of malathion, and follow the recommendations.